Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trendy presented by Omaha, the show where we like to compete while exploring the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Brad, our competition is off to a proper start. Your NBA bets let you down, but you nailed your college basketball games. Allegedly, I am not convinced that you didn't just hack my phone and pipe scores into games that never happened to convince me that you covered. But whatever you did, it worked. You got to 5.6, but I was on a heater, pal, on Monday. I got up to 7.5 on only five bets. So you're slightly trailing right now, but what I've learned is the least amount of people that are watching the game, the better you are at handicapping it.
Yeah, that is indeed correct. I was getting in on some of that hot CIT action. Did I watch a single second of it? Hell no, I didn't. I felt good about the under, and it came through at the end. I did, though. Last night, watch Indiana State in one of the sweatiest games of the entire season somehow cover whether you got a 2.5, 3.5. It got steamed up to 5.5 right before tip. If you were on that side of it, it was on the losing end. But my God, 4-point victory. It was rowdy. It was raucous at Larry Bird U. Tremendously played game. And Milk Chamberlain, as you like to call him, I like to call him Larry Nerd. Others have called him, or he himself has called him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Robbie Avila was unreal last night. So, bravo, Sycamores. Bravo. I didn't shed a whole lot of bark out of my account.
It is a really remarkable thing when I can name five nicknames for a guy. And if you put me on True Serum, I'd be like, I don't know his real name. I don't know. I just know if it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Larry Nerd. Like, you just said his name. I was like, wow, it might be the first time I've ever actually heard it.
Yeah, Robbie Avila with the goggles and the back knee. I mean, he's an amazing player, and I'm really curious to see if he's going to stick around Indiana State or their head coach, Mr. Schertz, who's got to be a hot commodity in the coaching market this offseason, knowing just how beautiful the sets are that they run offensively there in Terre Haute. They've been a fun team. And now, Mergler, they're going up the road in the Final Four of the NIT to Hinkle, where Hoosiers, of course, filmed in Indianapolis. It's only like an hour drive. It's all about Indiana State all the time. And, of course, I'm going to be gambling even more of the NIT as a result.
Yeah, certainly it's about it in the NIT, but not in the big dance. Although I think you should just ignore the big dance, Brad. Like, I saw some of your picks that you're going to be giving out today. I think you're missing your calling. Like, I got a pickup game on Friday night if you want to come and gamble on that one. Because if you want games that no one is watching, I think you should keep going down at, like, sixth grade, fifth grade, like, whatever it takes. If there's eight people in the audience, I think your odds of handicapping the match successfully are over 100%.
Well, I've already got the line. The total in your pickup game coming up this week, I think, is at 13.5. And I am sledgehammer the under. Nobody scored more than 10 points in that one.
Oh, I'm no Larry Nerd, at least not anymore. So, Brad, we are going to get back into hoops here in just a second. And I do want to see the rest of your picks. But we have opening day. And so opening day has kind of snuck up on us. It's something that I think MLB screwed up a little bit. Like, I understand why they want to go abroad, but that doing it a week early and only being a couple of teams and then having it midweek and not being like a Monday or a Tuesday anymore, like these like Thursday opening day, that's not really opening day. It's kind of lost its luster. And as a result, like, I think it just sneaks up, right? Like, I'm all tournament all the time. I'm in the NBA chase. Like, I'm still paying attention to hockey. I have all my soccer stuff. I wasn't ready for opening day, but it is here. And I think you're kind of in a similar boat. Like, maybe prepped a little bit for some fantasy stuff, maybe not. We both love the player props within MLB. But, like, is this just kind of, like, come and gone for you? Or is this something that you think is, like, okay, I've had this marked on my calendar and I'm ready to rock?
No, with the NCAA tournament starting like a week later than normal, I have not paid a lick of attention, honestly, to Major League Baseball. Obviously, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. Screw the Cardinals. I hope they take the NL Central Division and do so in convincing fashion. And I'm not even going to watch the Cubs opener because it's during the Sweet 16 slate because they're on the road against Texas on Marquee Network. And I'm like, yeah, normally I don't miss any Cubs games, and especially on opening day, but I don't care because all my attention, undivided attention right now, is on the hardwood. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a fumble by Major League Baseball. You know, like you said, having a true opening day overseas, I think they should do everything in one fell swoop here on American soil. And unfortunately, with the NCAA tournament a little bit later than normal, their time is being pulled away by other sports. And of course, the NBA at its peak, too, as we're hurtling toward the postseason. A lot of meaningful games, just how wacky and stupid that league has been for the last, like, 24 to 48 hours. So I dabble at baseball. I will have bets available on thegamingjuice.com. I already have a ticket open, as a matter of fact. I'm going to share a little bit later on this show. But outside of that, I need a sample size to feel good about some of the wagers I'm making. So about 2 to 3 weeks in, I'll push the stack into the center.
I agree with you. I love baseball prop betting. It is one of my very favorite things to do once we reach that like mid-April, early May, where you start to have 2-3 weeks worth of data. Like, I am completely with you. But I did look at Caesars futures this morning and saw a lot of really fun ones that are league-wide. Because one thing about futures is like some they're so injury dependent, right? Like, you take an over on a pitcher's win total, or you take an over on a home run total, whatever, like, you're at least 70% betting on health more than production in order to reach those sorts of totals. So for Caesars to come out and put these like league wide ones, I think it's a super fun one to mitigate that, because now you just see one player to do something phenomenal, and not just like that player, a specific player to do something phenomenal. So wanted to run through a few of them with you and see what you think.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Fire away, because I'm not going to have any like deep diving answers, which is honestly the best. I'll probably be like 100% on this.
All right, well, it's kind of a blink test, right? So what if I told you, Brad, that you could have action? You could have action literally on every single pitch the entire Major League Baseball season with one bet. Is that something I've got your attention with?
No, because that is going to end in immediate divorce. There's no question about it. If I'm watching every single pitch of the MLB season, how many is it? It's like, what, in the thousands? Has to be.
Way over thousands, buddy. I mean, yeah.
Bye, honey. It's been a great 20 years. See you, kids. I hope you grow up and be successful. Kirby the Gambler, my corpulent Norfolk Terrier friend, you've been a good boy. I got to go.
Well, here we go. I'm breaking on you and Mrs. Evans up. Mrs. Noyes is going to be mad at me, but I've got one for you. Longest home run of the year, over 499.5 feet. Will there be a 500-foot homer in Major League Baseball this year? It can happen on literally any pitch the entire season, and you are getting juiced for the yes. Yes is plus 170.
Last I checked, there are games still being played in Colorado. Last I checked, the Colorado Rockies still suck at baseball. Last I checked, the Rockies roster is subpar at best, and they may lose another hundo this year. I want to say, off Kyle Freeland's hand specifically, he is going to deliver like a 90-mile-per-hour fastball right down A Avenue, and somebody's going to take him so deep, so ridiculous, it's going to wind up in Colorado Springs as a result. So, yes, I'm going to take the over on 499.5 feet. That seems a little bit too low. There will be a 500-foot shot this year.
Well, so if you want some numbers behind it, because I'm with you, because like literally this is the most fun bet in all of baseball. Like I came out of my seat when I saw it on Caesars. It is amazing. But I will tell you that it's juiced to 170 for a reason. Since StatCast started tracking homer distance in 2015, so you got to throw out the 2020 year, right? Like that year doesn't really count because of COVID. That's eight seasons. There's only been three homers of 500 feet. It's only been happened three times. 494 was the longest one last year, I believe, from Giancarlo Stanton. But it was CJ Cron, I think it was 2 years ago, who hit the last 500-foot shot in Colorado. So your analysis is there, and I think this is a super fun one to gamble on.
Wow, that's crazy. Again, Colorado, man. The air is thin. I used to live there. I couldn't breathe for like 2 weeks. The ball just takes off.
All right, so some overs on entire position groups. Okay. Pitchers. Will anybody win 20 games this year? Over 19.5 wins. The yes is minus 105. The no is minus 125.
I'm going to go with the no, the minus 125. The reason being is very simple. Guys are micromanaged like crazy that are starters nowadays. They don't typically go deep enough in a games to even, you know, get anywhere close to what's needed to acquire the victory, which is five full innings. And then you need a bunch of circumstances to go your way any given day, any given time, you toe the rubber. So, no, I think the 20-win seasons are going to be in the past for a lot of starters out there will not happen this year.
Brad, I'm on the other side of this one from you, pal, because it's actually happened, and it doesn't feel this way, but it's happened in five straight seasons. And it's, I think a lot of it is round number theory, right? Like 20 wins still matters. So like if a guy has 18 and 19 and he might sit out a start to set up his playoff rotation, or, hey, I've got some of that September flu, I'm ready to head to Cancun, they might not make their last start. But if they're sitting on 19 or 18 with a couple of weeks left, they push hard for 20. So it's not the whole league, but one guy, Spencer Strider last year, I think it was one guy the year before. It's usually one guy who wants to hit that that plateau because of the round numbers and the history involved in it.
Wow, Strider. Well, okay. I mean, it makes sense. He works deep into games. You just worry about the accumulation of pitches because he's a power arm and a guy that sure to lead the league, at least the National League, in strikeouts.
So staying in pitching for 1 second, will anybody have 44 saves? Over 43.5 is the line over at Caesars. The yes is minus 125. The no is plus 105.
Okay, again, this is just off the cuff. I have no evidence to back this up. Pure gut reaction. Over. Yeah, somebody's going to go out there and be like my colleague at Stadium, Danny Graves, Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer, slam of the door, baby, in the ninth inning, and get that much-needed save in the process.
I'm on the other side of this one, Brad. I love this. We're head-to-head on these. Although it did happen last year. Last year, somebody got 44 saves, but that was the first time in four seasons. And like, this is where I think your analysis of the way that pitching staffs in general are handled is particularly prescient, because there's no longer like that many specialists. Like guys aren't afraid to play lefty righty even in the ninth. Guys aren't afraid anymore to throw out the closer in the seventh and eighth and have them get a hold if they're facing like 3-4-5 instead of a 7-8-9 in the ninth, as would have been tradition. Because, like, you know, in my brain, I think I'm still thinking of like Dennis Eckersley closing 55 games, or Lee Smith, or some of the great closers of yesteryear. But now the greatest relievers just work the highest leverage situations, because that's what analytics demands of them. And the number of saves as a result for somebody to have a gaudy total has nosedived. So I think that this number is coming down each year, but I don't think it's coming down at the same slope to match the actual totals of the save leader.
Interesting. All right. I'm educated. Continue.
All right. Here's a fun one. Will the Dodgers, is this entire season, Brad, will the Dodgers lose five straight games at any point in the year? And if you're willing to bet that the Dodgers never have a five-game losing streak for their incredible and expensive lineup, you can get plus 210. Plus 210 that they will never go on a five-game skid. I love this bet.
I'm going to say this. I'm not even sure Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, former interpreter, would back the plus 210 odds. They're going to have a five-game losing streak at some point. It's 162 damn game season. You have lulls no matter how superstar manufactured your team may be.
All right, Shohei, lend me some money because I want to bet on your guys.
Take it from them. Just take it from them.
There you go. That seems to be popular nowadays.
It is.
All right. On the base pass, will any player steal 70 bases this year? So the over 69.5, the yes is plus 110, the no is minus 130.
All right, so this is a little bit more viable. I'm going to say over, given the base running rules, the size the bases have enlarged, the pitch clock, and how it is, in play. And we saw a massive surge, a spike in stolen bases last year. So that trend will be thy friend.
Oh, love the rhyme. I'm with you. So we're parking our car in the same garage finally. Because my thought on this one, Brad, is like in baseball particularly, the wisdom changes slowly and then quickly. Like it takes forever for people to adapt to any change in, you know, the national pastime and the grand old game, that sorts of thing. But once they do, it happens fast. And so I think this first year with the stolen bases was a bit of people are still experimenting and still seeing if the rule changes actually increase the success rate. But now that the data is in And that it does increase success rate. It does increase run production. Like, you don't have to just leave a guy on first and wait for the homer anymore. You can manufacture runs. I think that we're going to see more teams employing an aggressive style on the base path, which therefore just diversifies the player pool that can actually do this. And so, like Bobby Witt's going to have the gloves taken off of him. I mean, Acuña is still a threat to steal 70. Even somebody like, you know, CJ Abrams at the Nationals, I think is going to like greatly increase the attempts this year because it better fits the strategy that's going to be adapted over the next few years.
Totally agree. Love it.
All right. Let's see. Well, let's just do one more. Because this one's the most ridiculous. Yeah, well, let's do one more. I'll save the rest of them for Piacenti next week when we have a viable expert in here and not the hacks like
I'm
you.
I'm certainly not.
Yeah. Number of triple plays. Caesars lists the number of triple plays. This is how deep Caesars went this year on these future props. The over-under is 3.5.
Yeah.
Will there be 3.5 triple plays? You have to pay big juice on the over, Brad. Four or more triple plays is -175. Under is +148.
Yeah, if you were just throwing this out and said, hey, Brad, guess a line, I would have said 2.5. So 3.5 is quite believable, honestly. I know I witnessed personally watching various Cubs games, two triple plays last year, you know, bouncing around. And maybe there was a tequila influence in my watching. It might have been a double play that I somehow rounded up and said, oh, that's a triple play. Get him out of there. Hey, I need another añejo. I had no idea. But my memory, if it is serving me correctly, I believe witnessed a pair of them last year. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be four or more. So I'll take the over, even though it's heavy juice.
So there were two last year. I don't know if the Cubs were involved in both of them.
Oh,
but,
interesting.
But there were six in 2022, four in 2021, but three in 2019 and two in 2018. So this is a wild bet that is completely unpredictable. But if you look at the trend, you're better off just taking the plus number than the minus number, as much fun as it is to bet on triple plays rather than against them.
That's a ton of fun, no doubt about it. But you might be sweating that sucker out all the way through September. I got a feeling.
I think you might be right. And the last one happened in August of last year. Are you blown away with the amount of research I did on completely irrelevant and random baseball stats just to be able to chat with you this morning?
Listen, man, I'm a numbers nerd, and I like it when we geek out about random things. So, yes, I'm extraordinarily appreciative of you. Did you really raise my IQ? I don't think you did. But I mean, that's a mountain to climb in its own right. So
that's actually more of a molehill just because the tequila knocks it down so far. I just got to bring a couple of brain cells back.
I am easy like that.
So head over to Caesars. They have a massive menu of future bets. I went to some of the league ones, but there's a ton more available. And Jen Piacenti will be in next week. We'll dive even deeper into it. But get on that over on 500-foot homers. That is an amazingly fun bet.
Hell yeah, it is. Get in on it. And Jen, 10 million percent more knowledgeable about the rawhide and men wearing tight pants than I am.
Well, I don't know about the latter, but definitely the former. All right, we gave Caesars a ton of love in this segment. Let's just give them a little bit more, then we'll be back with today's picks.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Brad, we are back, and it's time to play our game today. Try to get back to that NCAA hoops and a little bit of NBA with a dabble of opening day, I think, in one of your selections, which I'm excited to talk about. I did grab the lead, 7.5 to 5.6, so honors remains mine for Monday, and I am going to start with the big dance, the Sweet 16, and the game I am most confident in going into it, and that is Arizona. Arizona is 7.5-point favorites against this Clemson squad. And my thought process, Brad, because originally I was going to look for a money line parlay. I was just going to look for the teams that I thought to advance. But I've already got embedded action on UNC because I took them to the Final Four. And and UConn's odds are too long. So then I just started looking at Arizona. Well, what if I just take, what if I just lay the points? And believe it or not, they have covered 7.5. And 23 out of their 27 wins this year. So when they win big. They are not winning close games. They've lost a couple of close games. When they win, it's often double digits or above in a pretty decent Pac-12. So it would have been in the head category because of that number I just threw at you. But then Clemson, Brad, is actually the exact opposite. Clemson lost 11 games this year, and six of them were by five or less. And I think four of those were like 1 or 2 point losses. So Arizona wins big, Clemson loses small, but from the heart, when I watch these two teams, when I watch them this season, particularly when I watch them the first two rounds of the year, I just don't see it. I don't see Clemson having the talent to hang with the Wildcats. So if I like Arizona to win and they usually cover, I might as well take them here. I'm following my heart, betting on these Wildcats, unlike the Wildcat behind the wheel in speed, to deliver a comfortable ride to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I love that call. In fact, I may, and you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to do it now. I'm tailing you on this because I have the exact same wager. Look, I'm with you on Arizona. If you want to take it a step further, you want to get them at plus odds right now to represent the West region in Glendale in the Final Four, just going up the road there from Tucson. Do it because you get it right now with plus money at Caesars. That might be the smart way of playing it if you think they're going to win a couple of more games, not only against Clemson, but the winner of North Carolina and Alabama. They are honestly the chalk to do exactly that in that region over the one seed in Carolina, because Arizona is playing balanced basketball right now, top 60 this month nationally in effective field goal percentage offense and effective field goal percentage defense. I'm going to roll with Mr. Love. That's Caleb Love and friends and them covering in this game and also earning a ticket up to Glendale in the Final Four.
Plus 115 at Caesars if you want to just get ahead of it.
Yeah. Bet them in. Next two. Take my money. Take it.
All right. What do you got in the heart category?
I am Well, of course I'm going to go with Illinois because my heart is like 10 sizes too big for my chest cavity right now as I am bleeding orange and blue over my boys. And they got a massive game against Iowa State. And as objectively and as unbiased as I can possibly say, I do like Illinois to get the victory. So I'm going to take them on the money line at plus 105 there at Caesars to do exactly that. This is really going to be a last position kind of game because Iowa State, they want to emphasize playing in the half court. They lean on their defense. They're the number one team in the nation this season in adjusted defensive efficiency. Illinois, meanwhile, conversely, number one in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency. So if you live by the average of, defense wins championships, you might want to side with the Cyclones. If you think that putting ball through the basket is more paramount and valuable, Illinois is a play. The key to this game, twofold. One, Illinois just needs to play a B-minus level of defense. If they bring that, knowing how just of a firestorm they are offensively, they're going to best Iowa State, and they may win by 5 to 10 points going away. Terrence Shannon is an absolute bucket, a guy that's good for 25, 30 every single night. Marcus Amass, mess around, got a triple-double in the first round against Morehead State. He's the guy that can fill up the box score in the stat sheet with all kinds of crooked numbers. Coleman Hawkins is 6'10", and is another guy that can put you inside, outside. And they've gotten a key four score in this postseason, whether the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament, is going to be danger. Watch yourself, Dane Danger, Lou Goody, DGL, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, the talented freshman, Quincy Guerrier. The old man there is like 25, 26 years old. I don't care where it comes from. If they get a four score that, chips in 10 points, Illinois is going to win and going away. And I think Coleman Hawkins at 6'10 is the other key in this game. If he can run point, which he can do, he can literally play every spot on the floor. He's got an NBA skill set. He will be able to get out of those traps that Iowa State loves to set in the half court because he can see over top of them, make the extra pass. Maybe there's another pass after that to an open man on the three wing or inside with a kiss and scoring. So B minus level of defense. Hawkins primarily playing point. Terrence Shannon just doing his thing, getting downhill. And Illinois gets the victory and is one step closer to me not wearing any pants ever again and showing up in Glendale for the Final Four.
So, Brad, we've been friends for about a decade now. Yep. I actually wrote down Illinois money line on my heart, and then I erased it because I knew what you were going to pick. I knew you were going to do it. And I'm going to tail it, my friend. In fact, you have me so fired up about what you just told me. I just pulled up the adjusted, the alt lines here at Caesars. And the alt lines at Caesars says if you want to take it to 5.5, Illinois wins by 6 or more, you can double your money. You can get plus 202. So if you really think that if they win, they're going to win going away, you can start playing with those alt lines and get a real tasty payday.
And I will say this, one other takeaway that's only going to entice you to make that pit even quicker there at Caesars. You look at Iowa State this month, they're number 293 in defensive rebounding percentage. Illinois in offensive rebounding percentage, a top 50 team nationally over that same stretch. Their length is disruptive and it's going to wreak havoc on the Cyclones. By the way, I almost attended Iowa State. Thankfully, I wound up at Illinois, so I got a side with all the money that I donated to that school years ago.
Oh, good old Evans Bowl. All right, well, we're both on Illinois, which is, unfortunately might be the kiss of death for your favorite team, but I hope we're talking about them again on Friday because they are a ton of fun to watch. One last thing, Brad, before we move over to the head category. I just pulled up because I was curious about some of those feature odds. Caesars has one other bet, which is how many number one seeds will reach the Final Four. I know we talked about this a little bit on Monday's show. I'm obviously really long on them. I took three with my heater pick to reach the Final Four, but they have an exacta line. So none is +1,000. Exactly three is +330. Exactly two is +145. Exactly one is +220. And then all four is also +1,000. Does any of those seem like value to you? It doesn't really to me. I think you'd probably be better off betting game to game or picking one or two and betting their future odds. But what do you think of that? What do you think is the number that is right there that you think might represent some value?
Yeah, I think probably two. What was it? Plus what?
145.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me. And the two teams I think are going to represent A, UConn, that's obvious, and B, Purdue. The team construct of both these squads almost identical. They're really mirror images of each other. I believed, before I filled out my bracket, these two were on a collision course to meet for the whole shebang in Glendale. I'm going to stick to those guns. So I think they're going to be the two only number one seeds to make it to the Final Four, because generally speaking, it's rare that all three do it, and all four have never done it. It's never been super chalky, and it was the first time for everything, but I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, at the plus 145, I would definitely bet game to game. The only one I'm really staring at is the plus 330, and like the logic behind that is I do believe that two out of the three of UNC, Purdue, and Houston is a pretty good bet to go, and then you're getting like a big jump up for UConn to be the third team. And so I would probably go plus 330 on the value there. But of course, history is on your side, which is why you're getting, such a big payday.
Yeah, makes all sense in the world.
All right. Well, hopefully this one makes some sense. Now we leave the NCAA, head over to the NBA for a moment. I'm going to go in the head category, following the numbers. I'm going with Jaden McDaniels, not a household name, but a guy who is delivering a lot of returns right now in the betting market. His over on rebounds is only 3.5, and it's minus 121 at Caesars. And now we're talking about a guy who's probably been the biggest benefactor in terms of PT from Cat's injury and also being a bit of the dog days right now in the NBA. So his playing time has shot up. He is getting 30 plus minutes a game in each of the last four games, and his rebounding totals are the ones that no matter how much he plays, always seems to follow, right? So even when he was playing in the 20s, he was boarding, and he's now hit four or more rebounds in 9 out of 10 games. So if he's doing that when he's in the 20s, and now that he's in the 30s, this seems like a no-brainer. And then the little cherry on the sundae, they're playing the Pistons tonight. A lot of misses in Pistons game. I don't know if you're paying any attention. So a lot of misses in those games, a lot of boards for him to corral. And even if it is a blowout, he's not exactly like Jokic or Tatum or LeBron. Like, you don't need to rest Jaden McDaniels. So I expect him to be out there for most of the game, and he will get over the three rebounds for me to cash here.
A member of my League of Leagues franchise riding the pine right now, and Jaden McDaniels. Maybe I should get him in my damn lineup as we are hurling toward the
crunch time,
culmination
baby.
Of the season. So
yep.
We shall see there. All right, my head selection. Let's go to Major League Baseball. I already teased it. I said I had one rawhide wager, and here it is. I got to fade the Colorado Rockies, and the best way to do it, Zach Gallen to get the W on opening day of the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's plus money right now at Caesars. Take an entire briefcase of cash away from me. My kids need to go to college. No, they don't. We're going to wager it on Zach Gallen. The guy was money in the bank at home last season. Let me give you the data to back it up. Toby, I actually wrote it down. I geeked out on that. The other baseball stuff you were throwing at me, I was just full of BS. So if you look at Gallen, 102 innings pitched at home last season, 2.47 ERA, 10.59 K per nine, 1.59 walks per nine at home, but a 1.71 ground ball to fly ball ratio. So a lot of weak contact generated. He was also 12-3 at home record wise. He only faced Colorado one time. But he got a win against them in the Rockies last season, and they really didn't make any upgrades to this roster. On the road, had a 650 OPS. Yeah, slap your knee. That's a ha-ha-ha funny. They were 22-59 overall, and Kyle Freeland has taken the bump for them. He's their supposed ace, and that supposed ace last season on the road, a 5.13 ERA. The Rockies. I call them the Pebbles for a reason. They're going to get pulverized by Zach Gallen. Fill it up, baby. He gets the W at plus odds.
I wish I had two tails, because I would definitely tail that one as well, because fading the Rockies is going to be a theme for, I believe, me and you through the entire year. All right, in the heater category, I already gave mine out. UNC, Houston, Purdue, all to make the Final Four at plus money. What are you playing today in heater, Brad?
Well, I'm doing random college basketball games. We hit it last time, so let's keep heater on fire in the NIT. Let's go to Utah, the Salt Lake City matchup. Take it on VCU, the artist formerly known as the Fighting Shaka Smarts. Ryan Ona is the head coach there, and I'm going to take them plus 8.5. This line's getting steamed up. right now. It opened at 6.5, and at Caesars is at 8.5. And I think there's tremendous value now on the board as a result at a -110 juice. The reason why I'm backing the Rams, ram it, with the Commonwealth. Their top 80 team on the season, according to Bart Torvik, they like to slow you down with the number 300 and adjust the tempo. Utah likes to run. So really a contrast in styles here. But what's most important about VCU, they still defend vigorously. Number 16 on the season, EFG defense. They're only giving up 46.6% from two, 31% from three. And they're also a team that can be sopping wet from outside on the air. They're shooting close to 36% from distance. In Utah, kind of a middling number 79 EFGD on the year. So I think Utah may get the victory in this one. They do have a lot of length, and they're kind of subpar despite having that length in the rebounding category. They're playing at a high level right now, inside and outside, but 8.5 points against the Rams of VCU, way too high in my estimation. So I'm going to roll with that from my heater.
I wish I had three tails because I should have just saved it for this one. I didn't care what you said, but you had me at a random college basketball game. You've been unbelievable in that space. All right, that does bring us down to our last pick, though, Brad. I am going in credibility. I'm staying in the NBA. I'm staying away from college. I kind of maxed myself out on college bets between heater and the heart category and tailing you. So in the NBA, this is one I just absolutely love. I've loved it for the last month, and I think it's a perfect circumstances tonight. And it's Kevin Durant over 5.5. First quarter points is -109 over at Caesars. And then I took home two units. I jumped out to a lead by betting against the Suns as they lost to the Wembyless Spurs in an embarrassing fashion on Monday night. And I think that Kevin Durant playing, the Lakers are catching him after their amazing win with the Bucks last night. I think he's playing with purpose. I think he was upset about that loss against the Spurs. And I think the Nuggets have a habit of falling asleep early. So the Durant line continues to come down. Like, I was playing unders for a long time on this, Brad. I've been on it all season. It got up to around like 8.5, even 9.5 one game, and the under was an easy play. But come on, now that it's 5.5 with these circumstances, the only risk is that he defers too much to Booker. But we're talking about maybe the greatest pure scorer in the history of the game getting two buckets or a trip to the line in 9 minutes of playing time against a half asleep opponent. So give me the two units. And I think that he's going to cash this pretty easily tonight.
Yeah, I like that call quite a bit. For my cred pick here, I'm going to go with, hey, it's me. It's not Tommy DeVito. It's not Anthony Rizzo. Oh, it's the spicy meatball, Dante DiVincenzo, baby. The big ragu. Give me the over 1.5 steals at a -130 juice. A little heavier juice there, but I think it's entirely warranted and entirely doable. He's taking on the Raptors. The Raptors are checked out, man. Mentally, they're sipping on a fine añejo somewhere in Mexico, preferably the Yucatan. I mean, they're done. They're a team that royally stinks, and they're just, you know, closed up shop and laying down and dying right now in the competition. DiVincenzo is averaging 1.8 steals per game, so just shy of what's needed here in the month of March, but he's gotten two or more swipes in a game in 8 of his last 11 contests. Now, prior against the Raptors in the steals department, he had one steal, no steal, and no steal in those three matchups, but get history out of here. Toronto, in the last 15 games, the Raptors had given up the sixth most opponent steals per game at 8.5. Dante DiVincenzo, Peach gets two or more swipes, and you get that again at -130 at Caesars. And I know a certain sector of the population is going to come after me. Maybe I should watch The Sopranos on repeat to make sure that I have safety in mind.
I don't think I've ever cut anything on the show for being too offensive, and you're skirting the border, my friend. You're skirting the border with that interpretation right there. Which is the
total line, total line, baby.
Exact same thing you did this fall with the quarterback.
Tommy DeVito. Yeah, Tommy. Tommy DeVito, former Fighting Illini. I mean, he was glorious. He was a thing for a minute. And it's carried over in the same locale, mind you, to Dante DiVincenzo.
All right. Well, I'm going to say we're going to be back right after this break, but that's wishful thinking. We might be canceled, but let's hear from the sponsors while we're gone.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing?
your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Bradley. We are back, and it is time for the second guest express. Since I had honors in the earlier segment, I will let you fire away first. What do you got here on your betting bench, which makes it guaranteed to outscore your starters?
Yeah, it's Alabama. I'm going to go with the under of the team total. This is why I have to second guess it. It's the freaking Crimson Tide, one of the fastest teams in the country. That number sitting at 87.5 points, taking on North Carolina, a team that doesn't mind running. Evidenced by their adjusted tempo, both of them well inside the top 100. In fact, the Tides on the season inside the top 20 nationally, and one that can really fill up the cup. Now, the one thing I will say about Alabama, they've had these occasional outages offensively in the NCAA tournament. We saw it sporadically in the chaotic game that was against Grand Canyon, and the advanced analytics really bear that out. They're number 165 in EFG offense here in the month of March, and Carolina is hanging their hat in an area where none of us saw what actually happened on defense. They're uncharacteristically playing excellent defense this month. They're giving up just 43.9% inside the arc, more beatable outside of it, where they're allowing 36.2%. But 87.5 points?
A lot of points.
That is sky high in my estimation. Every advanced analytics site that's out there, shot quality, Hazometrics, Bart Torvik, Ken Pom, Evan Maya, you name it, has got them at like 84 points or fewer in this game. And I think they're going to be spot on. So they're not getting to 88. Give me the under on the not so Roll Tide.
Dude, it's a lot of points. Like that game, I guess, is the best one for the neutral, because the over under on that game is literally 20 points higher than the rest of the slate on Thursday and Friday. It is a 20-point spread between them and what they expect to be the second-highest scoring game, which makes me automatically gravitate towards the under. That is a lot of points in college basketball.
Indeed it is, and I'm going to tell you guys, Carolina, they can play variable paces. They will slow it down. Cue the Key Sweat, little twisted in the background. You know you want it, baby. Yeah, they're going to be listening to that, and they're just going to keep it in a slow grind.
I never thought I would miss your Italian impression until you started singing Keith Sweat. So more of the Italian, please. Please don't ever do Keith Sweat as an Italian singer. Then I think I really will have my earbuds.
That'll butcher that classic.
All right. So my second guest express, I'm going back to a game that we already touched on, and it is Illinois and Iowa State. I looked at the over, Brad, quite heavily in this game at 145.5 because I believe in Illinois. And so, like, we have seriously contrasting styles here. Can Illinois speed Iowa State up enough to get to 145.5? Because Illinois blows past this number. Illinois has gone over 145.5 9 out of 10, and then 72% of times on the season. Iowa State, though, under this number 9 out of 10 and only hit the over in 28% on the season. So you're talking about exactly mirror images, and it'll be just who dictates the pace here to determine this outcome. So while I believe in the Illini enough to tail your bet and take them on the money line, to speed Iowa State up that much might be a stretch to get them all the way to 145.5.
And I will add on to this. Illinois oftentimes does not play lick of defense. They're number 143 this month in EFGD, as a matter of fact. Their near proximity defensive rate is generally atrocious. They're even worse along the arc. So the sharpshooters, the marksmen for Iowa State, They're going to get some clean looks from outside. And Illinois is giving up close to 37% this month in that category. I've watched every single tick of Illinois basketball this year. And I can tell you, they're right now members of the struggle bus defensively, though they're capable of stepping up and, again, playing that B-minus level, which I sorely need because I got to go to Glendale. I need sun. I need vitamin D. I need some color because I am pale, pasty, and miserable in Central Illinois.
Wow, real advertising for living in Central Illinois right there. I'm surprised you're not on the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know, it's only run by some swine and some cattle, I believe. So, you know, I'm not apparently in with the bovine crowd and the swine crowd.
All right. Well, another place run by some swine and some cattle is thegamingjuice.com. Why don't you tell everybody about it, Brad?
Yeah, it's my content site. If you want bad dad jokes, you can get them in written form. All the content is 100% free. I'm cranking out daily pieces like a madman right now. As a matter of fact, I've got every single Sweet 16 game previewed from a gambling perspective, and they're quick picks. I'm not sitting there writing laborious, long, ridiculous pieces about my life that nobody gives two bleeps about. It's down. It's dirty. You might get a somewhat an appropriate joke mixed in there with all the various data and my plays. 100% free. Become a member today. Also 100% free at thegamingjuice.com. And this just in. This just in, Mr. Mergler. Baseball bets. I will be having them every single day, starting opening day, one pitcher, one hitter, all Major League Baseball season, or until I don't care about baseball anymore, which is when the pigskin starts flying in August.
All right. Well, subscribe now, because if you could subscribe to the highest tier, Brad will read his picks to you in the accent of your choice. So go ahead, take advantage of that special option that I just threw out here on Trendy. For here with us at the network, we already had the Hench episode of -3, which was spectacular as always. Martin and Mark came out with the basketball edition of Lemon Pepper Parlay last night. Brad and I here today, along with Extra Points, and then -3 again tomorrow with Brad and I on Friday as well, covered in glory in between, looking at the big Manchester City and Arsenal matchup this weekend. So a lot of great stuff here, a lot of stuff, great stuff over at thegamingjuice.com. Brad, go ahead. What do you want to scream at everybody before we sign off?
What do you want me to scream at everybody? Oh, I know what you want. I-L-L! Go Illini. Take him down. I need to go to Arizona the worst way.
All right. Well, go ahead, Illini. Take him down because I need to win my bet in the worst way. But if it gets Brad a few miles farther away from me as well, then that is bonus points. Everybody else, we'll be back on Friday. Enjoy the Sweet 16. Enjoy opening day. Can't wait to talk to you again on the other side of this. Take care, everyone.
Go Illini.